spending a couple days a week in Boston. Not a fan. Yeah, so I, and I'm getting a little bit punchy about it. I teach American politics, so I'm already a little bit punchy. Not seriously, but not literally. So a tourist came up to me in South Station the other day and said, do you know Boston? And I said, sure. And they said, where's a good place to go? And I said, New York. I'm trying to be helpful. I don't know what their attitude was about. But I've seen people hunting so many times. I just thought so many more people in Boston would be doing math at MIT instead of being stand-ins for the Affleck brothers. I'm actually not a native New Yorker, but I moved here in 2011, and it's my favorite place in the world. And I actually got mistaken for a New Yorker my first day, which I thought was a compliment. My mom thought meant I was an asshole. It pretty much just got to my head to the point where 2 weeks into living here, I'd look at people wandering around 42nd Street, just roll my eyes and go, fucking tourists. But then my ego got the better of me. I was playing it a little too cool with some friends from grad school. I said, man, you should have gone out with us. We were hanging out in the Village. We were hanging out on Houston Street. I was a poser. But it's also really hard to live anywhere after New York because you kind of relinquish any attachment to personal dignity. Like, I used to know and care that it was bad form to puke outside the bar. Now I'm like, well, that's happened before and it'll happen again at 11th and 2nd, probably tonight. And, I used to care about what I wore in public because I knew that no matter what, I lacked both the courage and the creativity to be the weird person on the subway. But I do not have that confidence in Boston. Although maybe I haven't given them enough credit. I was in an Airbnb in Boston last week that my host kept me up until 2 in the morning playing bongo drums, which was a pretty loud way for him to advertise that he has better weed than I do. I'm originally from Northern California, where the good weed is, and the smoke out there has just been really terrible. And Donald Trump came by yesterday and insisted that the problem was that we don't rake the leaves to protect the floors of the forest. But you know what they say, make America rake again. If they're impressed, if he's impressed by Finland's raking, wait till he finds about their health care. Donald Trump finally took down a Confederate monument. Unfortunately, it was the Attorney General. I am really excited about this girl power Congress that's about to take the lead. But I was a little nervous because I saw a news article that there was a large mutant rat hanging out, sort of scurrying around the halls of Congress. It did turn out to be a false alarm. It was just Ted Cruz. The exterminator will be coming for that one in 6 years. But Betsy DeVos has decided to protect the rights of people who have been accused of sexual assault on college campuses. She's decided that it's never too early to protect the rights of future Supreme Court justices. It is unfortunate how little Trump supporters seem to give a fuck about how much he lies. There was a woman who was asked about it, and she said, I don't care. I don't even care if he sprouted a third dick. Third? Where does he keep the other one? Sean Hannity. Shocking, but I'm single. I have cats, though, so it's good. There aren't any single liberal cat lady stereotypes, are there? I watch Rachel Maddow, too. I know that's shocking. My mom attributes a lot of my breakups to astrology. She's like, you're a Sagittarius. They were a Cancer. Mercury was in retrograde. What good is this going to bring into your life? Well, I'm not going to vet the fucking planetary alignments before I go out to have a second date. But she has some other interesting ideas. She was kicked out of Catholic school in the second grade for pissing off nuns, and now she's spiritual, so I jokingly sent her a Breitbart article that said, if feminist witches are trying to hex Donald Trump, and I was like, can you believe these people think that we're doing this? BT Dubs, if we ever had feminist witch powers, wouldn't we go for equal pay for equal work? And then she said, no, I've been trying to hex him. I've been doing the binding spell every month. This is reminding me, I need to buy more baby carrots for the ritual. This is really confusing. First of all, this isn't going to go awry where, like, you mean to turn him into a newt, but you accidentally turn him into Newt Gingrich, right? And she said, don't be ridiculous, Miranda. We're just doing the rites of the scorned one. This is, like, really bringing up more questions. questions than it answers. So many questions that I'm almost feeling guilty about bailing on Thanksgiving. I'm Miranda Yauver. Thank you.